High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness. That is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us, everyone. It has been a fun start to the 2019 basketball season, even if this week marks the last games of the 2018 calendar year. We have had a few surprises, but locally, the usual suspects are playing like it. Churchill and Thurston were great last year, and they've been great this year. South Eugene has played really well at the 6A level. Willamette has had a breakout year so far, finding themselves right alongside the Lancers and Colts in the top 10 in the state. But the team we got tonight is two seasons removed from winning 20 games and one removed from 19, and they find themselves with an early season opportunity to put themselves right back into the picture of the state's elite against one of the most storied programs this state has ever seen. Tonight we bring you the Springfield Millers playing host to the Corvallis Spartans live from Springfield High School, right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Braga. Thanks once again for joining us tonight. Seems like yesterday that Nick Awesome faced off with former teammate Lucas Wilson for a league title, but it was actually two seasons ago. But the Millers, despite losing arguably the best athlete to ever walk their halls last year, had a good 2018 season. Finished second in the league behind Crater, but ended up their season in disappointment after losing twice in the playoffs. They actually beat LaSalle Prep in the play-in game, but fell to Wilsonville, the eventual state runner-up, and then Silverton in the consolation. So a season full of promise, some really good performances fell short of what they wanted or expected. But again, in a season where they had to replace an awful lot, they showed an awful lot of heart, came up short against two really good teams. The guy who really stepped up for them was the guy who played well alongside Awesome before he left, big man Zach Brown. He ended up being named first team All-Midwestern League, and his ability to score and rebound around the basket is not only among the league's best, but the state's best. Bryson Breese graduated. He was a spark plug defensively for the Millers, who have always been one of the best defensive teams in the area since Eric Horton took over around 8 years ago. It's kind of his staple. And that has continued into this season, where they're holding teams to just 47 points per game. That includes a win over Ridgeview this year. They won 95-24. Do you need me to tell you how incredible of a number that is? But they also had a few really good performances last year from Jordan Carrillo, who was also returning this year. So Carrillo and Brown expected to do big things for the Millers this season, and so far, they've been okay. Springfield 4-3 right now. Brown has had a couple of big games, 28 points in a win over South Medford earlier this year. Corvallis, as I mentioned, an insane history. Winners of 7 state titles, essentially dating back to the history of high school basketball in Oregon. They have made the playoffs an asinine 54 times and the tournament site 45. For comparison, the Millers, who are a pretty good program in our area, have made the playoffs 20 times, the tournament site 12. So they're very good historically. And this year, like Springfield, it feels like they've been trying to kind of find their identity and who they want to be as a team this year. Last season, pretty disappointing for them. 9-16 overall, 5-9 in their league, and losing a play-in game to Churchill. So they felt like they had a bit to prove in the mid-Willamette, and they've done pretty well there so far. 4-4 overall, but 3-0 in league so far. So to get a leg up in that league against teams like Silverton and South Salem is a big deal, no matter how you slice it. They also gave North Salem their only league loss so far this year as well, and they're a balanced attack. But they do have guys who lead the way for them. Junior wing Isaac Gabriel and junior post Jasper Reynalda definitely pace them in the box score. And that will be where we see our big matchups tonight and who will likely come out of tonight with a win. Brown against Reynalda, Carrillo against Gabriel. Head coach Ross Durfeld's message has been clear to his team. If they want to be successful, then they have to be unselfish and spread the ball around. And when they do that, they are very good, and they can be very good. Let the game come to them. Be patient, and you have a chance against anyone. That includes the Millers, who historically play very well here on their home court. So it should be a fun matchup tonight with just a week left before these teams get into the teeth of their conference. All right, the countdown clock is done, and the anthem just about to take place. So we're going to go ahead and step away for our first break. When we come back, we'll bring you the tip-off. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, Springfield and Corvallis, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul Base Automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
Lane County is home to a great recycling community, but our good intentions are putting the success of our recycling system at risk. Remember this: wishful recycling hurts recycling. Plastic bags, clothing, and stringy things like Christmas lights, they don't belong in your curbside bin. These items may be recyclable elsewhere in the community, but not at the curb. Please follow your service provider's recycling directions, and when in doubt, throw it out.
Brought to you by Lane County Waste Management and Eugene Area Radio Station's EARS.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining us tonight for the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on The Score. The Springfield Millers, Corvallis Spartans right now. Corvallis, number 15 in the OSAA rankings. They are 4-4 on the season, 3-0 in the Mid-Willamette Conference. Last year finished 9-16, 5-9 in league to finish 5th. In the Mid-Willamette, lost a play-in game to Churchill 72-62. Head coach Ross Durfeld in his 6th season, 75-59 overall, 48-25 in league games. Took over in 2013 when Greg Garrison retired after a 9-year run that saw them win back-to-back titles in the 11-12 seasons. Durfeld was an assistant for 6 of those seasons and has been with the program since 07-08 when they lost the state title game. Interesting note, by the way, Garrison actually now coaches the girls team there at Corvallis and has been very successful there as well. Springfield, number 17 in the OSAA rankings, 4-3 overall, 1-1 in the Midwestern League. Last year finished 19-8, 11-3 to finish 2nd in the Midwestern League to Crater. Head coach Eric Orton in his 8th season, 101-74 overall record, was actually the 5th coach in 2 years when he was hired in 2011, has really brought stability to the program since then. Previously a coach at Marist, where he made the playoffs twice, and North Eugene as well. A Thurston grad, played for Doug Paquette, who, oddly enough, one of his assistants here at Springfield, former Thurston coach. His dad, also named Doug, a former principal at Springfield High School. Overall, 5-7 in the playoffs at Springfield, and they won the consolation tournament in 2015, as the players are now being introduced right now in the center of the court. So again, historically, Corvallis, a phenomenal history. They have won state titles in 36, 48, 70, 80, 84, 11, and 12. Made the playoffs an astonishing 54 times and 45 times where they actually made the tournament site. That is an insane number. They have made the quarterfinals 27 times, semifinals 14, the title game 10, and again, they won 7 of those state championships. Interesting note, as I like to kind of do some research about each school before I, especially ones I've never covered before, Corvallis, one of those. So I like to look at the alumni who went to those schools. Brad Bird, you ever heard of The Incredibles? Incredibles 2, Ratatouille, Iron Giant? He is the writer, director, animator of those. He went to Corvallis High School, oddly enough. Also who went to Corvallis, Mike Riley, former Oregon State coach, Harold Reynolds, MLB network analyst, former Mariners second baseman. And for Springfield, Ken Kesey, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest author, ended up going to Springfield. So some very good alumni for both of these schools. Corvallis, Brad Bird, how about that? I was impressed by that. So we are underway, and the tip is won by Corvallis. Jasper Reynald, the big man, that's an understatement. He is humongous inside, going up against Brown underneath. Right now it's going to be Roman Gabriel outside of the key. Passes inside. Shot off the glass by Maxwell Johnson. No good. Rebound goes to Springfield. Jared Peterson on the rebound there, and he gets it up to Marcel Hill, who's going to set up the offense for the Millers. He is dribbling to the right now against Calvin Cahill. Passes across the floor to Peterson. Peterson looks to Brown in the corner, instead passes up to Hill at the top of the key. Now over into the corner to Zach Sorber. Sorber going to drive in, now leave it off for a jump shot. No good. Altered. But back out to Springfield now. It's going to be Hill. Hill going to shoot a 15-foot jumper on the way. Yes, sir. So Marcel Hill, the first shot of the game after a nice effort by Jordan Jones to get his own blocked shot and then get it out to Hill, who ends up knocking down the shot. 2-0 Springfield here early on. Maxwell Johnson the other way with it for Corvallis. Now passes to Gabriel. Gabriel outside the key. Tries to pass it into the corner. It goes off his guy's hand and out of bounds. And the ball back to the Millers. His brother Isaac Gabriel in the corner tried to give him a pass. It just went right off Isaac's hands and out of bounds. So Hill going to now push the tempo, coming the other way. Loses the handle and it's stolen away by Reynalda. Reynalda now up with it. Gets it up to Gabriel. Gabriel going to go all the way up off the glass and in. Roman Gabriel up with the left hand off the glass. That's a pretty touch. And we're all knotted up at 2. Hill now dribbles it up the floor slowly, gives it over to Brown. Brown left open for a 3. Doesn't want it, though. Pass now over to Peterson. Peterson back to Brown, top of the key. Dribbles inside. Now pass outside to Sorber. Sorber now to Hill. Hill to Brown at the free throw line. Got to shoot a jumper on the way. No good. Rebound. Long rebound goes to Springfield. Up with it off the glass. No good, but he's fouled. Is he going to go to the line? Jordan Jones already showing his impact early on in this game off the glass. 2 rebounds, and now he's going to get to go to the line to shoot 2. Looks like they got Maxwell Johnson for the foul. And first free throw off the back rim, no good. And Jones now waiting to shoot the other one. And kind of a disappointing season for Corvallis last year as Jones knocks down the second free throw and gets immediately subbed out. Javier Carrillo comes in. 9-16 overall for them. Not what they're used to seeing in a history of success for this program. Championships in 11 and 12. Bringing it up the floor now is Calvin Cahill. Gives it over inside now to Reynaldo. Reynaldo backing his man down. Little fadeaway jumper. Yes, sir. And that is really tough to stop because he is really tall. And he just kind of holds the ball up over the defenders. And it's really tough to, even if you get a hand in his face, to even affect the shot. Now the ball stolen away, coming the other way with it. It's going to be Roman Gabriel. Gabriel stole it away from Hill. He's going to go all the way up to the lane and knock it down. Roman Gabriel, a little finger roll in the lane, and he gets it to fall. Reynaldo, by the way, 7'3". So there you go. If you needed a number, now you got one. Hill with a shot off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Reynaldo, go figure. Quickly now, up the floor. It's going to be Isaac Gabriel. Gabriel, spin move in the lane, up with the left hand, no good. Shot altered, and the rebound goes to Peterson for Springfield, and then he has it stolen away in the backcourt. Maxwell Johnson with it. Back out to Gabriel. Now back to Johnson, and he's going to slow things up for the Spartans. 6-3, Corvallis here early on. 5:20 remaining in the first quarter. Outside the three-point line to Reynalda. Now back over to Gabriel, Roman Gabriel, all the way over to Isaac Gabriel. Got Carrillo guarding him. Going to try to drive baseline. Oh, boy, maybe a little shove off there. And he gets an easy 2. Does Isaac Gabriel and Javier Carrillo for Springfield asking for a foul there. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. And I like what Eric Orton did. As soon as Carrillo came over there, he's like, hey, you got to man up. You can't just let a guy push you around like that if he's going in the key against you. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the offensive foul, but you can't just give him the key. got to stand your ground a little bit. And sure enough, Carrillo's going to learn that lesson the hard way. And Eric Orton, a very good coach in this area since taking over that Springfield. Since taking over that Springfield team, he has been really good, and so have they. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with Nick Ausson being around for 4 years, being one of the best players in the state, but one player does not make a team. And his leadership here has been really good, and case in point, Ausson leaves. They win 19 games last year, finished second in the league in a very tough Midwestern league. Springfield, the inbound. It's going to be Marcel Hill. Gives it inside to Brown. Brown backing his man down. Now out to Carrillo. Carrillo mid-range jumper. No good. Long rebound goes to Corvallis. Nearly poked away, and he is out of bounds. So it's going to go to Springfield. Rebound went to Noah Greenblatt for Corvallis, but really good defense in the backcourt by Zach Sorber. And he forces a turnover. So Hill's going to now inbound underneath the basket. Gets it into Sorber. Sorber's going to put up a three right away. Long rebound, no good. Goes to Corvallis, and they're pushing the tempo. Calvin Cahill, crossover dribble in the lane. Now passes outside to Gabriel. Gabriel drives, spin move outside. Back now to Cahill. Cahill, great baseline pass up with a shot, and good. Boy, Noah Greenblatt up with the left hand and knocks it down, but that play was made by Cahill, who threw a beautiful pass into the interior. Hill the other way now with it. Pass out to Peterson. Now back to Hill. Thought about a three. Passes it up into the corner. Now back to Hill. Hill traveled. You betcha. Good trap defense there by Cahill and Greenblatt. Forces another Springfield turnover. So this game going the way of Corvallis so far. 10-3, 4:13 left in the first quarter. Another turnover by the Millers in the backcourt. Front court, excuse me. Cahill now dribbles across the timeline. Good defense by Sorber. Passes over to Greenblatt. Now gets it back. And he's going to try to back things up. But Sorber right in his grill. Pass now over to Roman Gabriel. Gabriel dribbling inside against Carrillo. Now passes outside to Greenblatt. Greenblatt jab step. Now he's going to put up a left-hand jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Brown. And it was an air ball, and the fans let him hear it. Really good student section here at Springfield. Sorber now pass inside to Brown. Spin move in the lane up with the right hand, and he gets it to fall. Zach Brown, his first two of the game with 3:30 remaining, and it's stolen away by Springfield. Peterson with it now to Hill. Hill, one on four, so he backs it out. Now pass all the way across to Carrillo. Now to Brown. Fakes a pass to Hill. Dribbles into the lane and thought he was fouled, and there's the call. A lot of contact there, and sure enough, the call finally came. Looks like it's going to go against number 10, Roman Gabriel, which, by the way, a very classic name. Roman Gabriel, I believe, a Raiders player in the 70s. I need Steve Tannen to correct me on that one. There's probably people listening like, yeah, dude, you're stupid. You're a sports person and you don't know who Roman Gabriel is? Look, I know the name, all right? Get off my back, imaginary person in my head. As Hill inbounds it to Sorber. Now back to Hill in the corner. Now inside to Brown. Brown going up against two defenders is fouled as he goes up for the shot. Couldn't get it to fall, but he's going to get to go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against Sebi Law. The third team foul against Corvallis. Still no fouls against Springfield. 10-5 our score as Brown misses the first free throw. So Springfield still kind of struggling to find their offensive identity tonight. As Brown knocks down the second free throw, he's got three. Miller's back to within four. They pressure in the backcourt off the made free throw. It's going to be Cahill bringing it up. Pass over to Gabriel. Roman Gabriel now into the front court. Picks up his dribble and now tries to pass across court. And miscommunication between he and Cahill. Cahill cut left. The ball went right. And it goes out of bounds and back to the Millers. Peterson to inbound now. Gets to Hill, dribbling up against Cahill. Pass back over to Peterson. Peterson now to Hill. Hill jab step, now dribbles inside. Pass out Peterson, left open for a three. Knocks it down. Jared Peterson from the left corner knocks it down, and the Millers back to within one. Gabriel quickly up the floor. Going to go all the way in. Nearly has it poked away. He does have it poked away, but out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Corvallis. So clearly the message off that 30-second timeout that Eric Orton called was to pick up the effort defensively, and that is what the Millers have done here in this first quarter. 2:44 remaining, trailing by one. Oh, the inbound. Cahill got loose, and he gets an easy lay-in. Well, you don't see that very often coming in from the sideline pass, But Cahill just got loose, cut backdoor, got a great pass and laid it up and in. 12-9. And Peterson comes the other way. He shoots another three. No good. Rebound goes to Gabriel. 12-9, Corvallis with the lead and the ball, pushing the tempo now. Left outside for Greenblatt. Open for a three. No good. Rebound goes to the Millers. Kenson Smith with it. Gets it up to Sorber. Sorber has it poked away from behind, but out of bounds. And Maxwell Johnson nearly runs through a cameraman underneath the basket. Not wearing a news jacket, so I don't know what organization he's from. They get you a team uniform, bruh. Brown off the inbound, knocks down a mid-range jumper. Boy, they just lost track of him, and I don't know how you do that. Best player on the team, you can't lose track. He gets the inbound and shoots an easy mid-range jumper. Quickly the other way, Corvallis with a three, no good. Again, rebound to Kenson Smith, who leaves it off for Hill now. Springfield down one, looking to take their first lead of the game. Hill now, top of the key, left open, going to shoot a three, no good. And the rebound goes to Reynalda. 7-3, he's hard to get a rebound against. Driving into the lane, has it poked away and stolen away. Sebi Law tried to dribble inside, had it stolen away by the Millers. Hill the other way, leaves it inside for Brown, and he traveled, you betcha. That's an easy call for the officials right in front of him, and he tried to do a drop step and then do another step coming the other way, and that is three, and therefore cheating, and therefore a whistle was blown. 12-11. Corvallis with the lead here in the first quarter, 1:29 left. Alex Braga here. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Law has it passed into him in the backcourt, and it's stolen away, and he gets a foul called on him. Great defense by Kenson Smith. Steals the ball away, and then Law compounds the mistake by getting a foul called on him. So nice defensive effort here by Springfield after they fell down big early. Hill gets the inbound, now inside of Brown. Backs up for mid-range jumper, now drives it and dunks it! Zach Brown got Reynalda in the air, and that left the key wide open, and he went in for a two-hand dunk. 13-12, and that's a pretty emphatic way to get your first lead for the Millers. Got a foul in the backcourt. Is against... There you go, Zach Sorber for Springfield. And so he was going one-on-one against Cahill, and now they inbound to him again, and now it's Carrillo guarding him. And he crosses over the timeline and gets it over to Johnson. Johnson now inside to Reynalda, backing down Brown, up with a right-hand hook shot, no good. Rebound goes to Marcel Hill, skies for the rebound. Pass now up to Kenson Smith. Smith off the glass, no good, but he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. Looks like they're going to get Isaac Gabriel for the foul. And you got to love the aggressiveness of Kenson Smith on both sides, playing really good defense with a couple of steals. And that time he went right at Reynalda and Gabriel. No fear. And Smith knocks down the first free throw. Give you an idea of the height differential there. It's Reynalda 7'3", Kenson Smith 6'. That's a generous 6 feet. Smith knocks down the second free throw as well. And it's 15-12 Springfield, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Roman Gabriel with it. He's trapped near the midcourt stripe. And we got a timeout for Corvallis. Again, really good defense by Kenson Smith. Getting right in his face. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. I believe it's a 30. It is. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. And a really nice response by the Millers is they were nearly doubled up. Actually, they were doubled up early in this game and responded defensively and got some turnovers, turned them into easy baskets, and really started putting the ball through their playmakers' hands. And that's Marcel Hill. It's Zach Brown. And Brown with 7 points now here in the first quarter. And again, if Springfield's going to be successful, he's going to have big games, especially when he's going against guys like Reynalda, standing 7'3". He's got the quickness advantage over him all day long, even if Reynalda, the clear height advantage. As the inbound into the backcourt, nearly stolen away, but chasing it down is Isaac Gabriel. Now he's going to bring things up. 39 seconds left in the first quarter. Corvallis now trailing by three after leading for most of the first quarter. One-on-one outside against Carrillo. Passes across the floor. It's going to be into the corner to Johnson now. Johnson, what a pass to Gabriel. Mid-range jumper knocks it down. That's a bullet of a pass to Gabriel who knocks down the 15-foot jumper. Corvallis back to within one and 20 seconds left in the first quarter, and it looks like Springfield just going to wait for the final shot. As Eric Orton gives out the call to his team, Hill going to dribble the ball out near the midcourt stripe. 10 seconds now, and now they're going to start to move. Hill passes across to Kenson Smith. Smith now to Brown, flashes at the free throw line and knocks down a fadeaway jumper with 1 second remaining, 2 seconds left. He didn't get the shot off in time. It wasn't any good anyways, and so a first quarter, highly contested, great job both ways, ends up going to the Springfield Millers. Our score after one, Springfield 17, Corvallis 14 here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Alex Braga here from Springfield High School, the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. Thank you for joining us tonight. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Head over to Bi-Mart.com for weekly and daily cyber deals. Still get your flu shot down there as well. Do it. Don't be a jerk. Don't get your kids sick. Don't get yourself sick, because kids are sick. I almost went the entire year without getting sick. I got my flu shot, but I got a little bit of cold I'm fighting tonight that my kid finally gave me. I wasn't sick all year, and finally it caught up right at the end of the year. As Brown gets the inbound and goes up for a shot, misses it, but the rebound goes to Peterson for the Millers. As we start the second quarter of action, Springfield on top 17-14 here over Corvallis. Hill gets it at the baseline, now flashes to Brown at the free throw line, now back out to Hill outside the three-point line. Now over to Sorber. Sorber now to Brown. Brown going to shoot a 10-foot jumper, knocks it down. Great shot by Brown, and if you're Ronaldo, you have got to get that hand up in his face, because if he's shooting that uncontested all game long, he's going to knock it down all game long. Gabriel now drives inside, over, leaves it off for his brother. And now outside the three-point line to Ethan Hester. He thought about a three. Now he will put it up. Long air ball. And the rebound. Brown nearly took it away from a Corvallis player. But it looks like it's going to go out of bounds. Let's see. The officials are going to discuss it. And they are going to say it stays with Corvallis. Which it should. As Brown clearly muscled that ball away from the Corvallis player. And sent it out of bounds. So Roman Gabriel to inbound from the corner. Gets it into Reynaldo. Back and down Brown. Up with the shot right over him. No good. Long rebound, though. Goes to Gabriel, and Gabriel took that away. And Eric Orton's going to be frustrated with his guys because nobody boxed anybody out, and they should have had that rebound. Three guys in position for it. Nobody boxed anybody out, and Gabriel just went and took it. And the ball out of bounds now to Corvallis as Cahill to inbound, does get it into Gabriel. Gabriel fakes a pass, and now outside the three-point line, backing his man down. Pass now outside to Hester. Hester now back into Gabriel. Going to shoot a fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Reynaldo. Missed the shot. Rebound goes to Brown. Boy, how do you miss that shot? Brown gets the board and now passes up to Marcel Hill. Hill, baseline, left off for Brown. Up with a shot and good. Boy, Zach Brown having himself a field day since the opening to this game. After a slow first few minutes to this game, he has really turned it on. And Corvallis and head coach Ross Durfeld needs a timeout. We'll go ahead and take it to 21-14 Springfield, the lead over Corvallis here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the high school basketball game of the week on 95.3 The Score. Alex Braga here from Springfield High School. Miller's leading Corvallis 21-14 here in the second quarter, 6:37 remaining. So far, Zach Brown with 13 of the 21 points for Springfield. Going against 7'3" Jasper Reynalda and acting like it doesn't even matter. Springfield trapping defensively in the backcourt as Corvallis gets it up now. It's going to be Isaac Gabriel going to drive in with a left hand off the glass and gets it to fall. Nice job by Isaac Gabriel of taking it right at the defenders and putting it up with a left hand off the glass. Brown outside the three-point line, dribbles in, 15-foot jumper on the way. Wow, that was a highly contested shot, and he got it to fall anyways. Nothing but net. Zach Brown might be having one of those games tonight. I don't want to jinx it for him or anything, but 6 minutes left. He is having a heck of a performance already. 15 points for him as Isaac Gabriel dribbles inside the key, now passes outside to Greenblatt. Greenblatt dribbles, now pass over to Cahill. Cahill now to Reynalda at the free throw line. Pass outside the three-point line to Cahill. Cahill now inside to Gabriel. Gabriel dribbles back, puts up a left-hand shot off the glass, and gets it to fall. Isaac Gabriel, a couple of nice moves back-to-back, and he's got six, and they're back to within five. Marcel Hill brings it up across the timeline against Cahill, now slows things down and dribbles out near the midcourt stripe. Pass over to Kenson Smith. Now back to Hill. Baseline shot coming on the way for Peterson. No good. Rebound to Cahill. Cahill quickly up the floor as it poked right back to him. And he dribbles across the timeline and against pressure gives it over to Gabriel. Gabriel dribbles in. Now pass back out to Cahill. Cahill going to slow things down. Surveys the defense. 5 minutes left in the first half. Dribbles all the way across to the right. Now gets it outside to Hester. Hester trying to pass it. It was stolen away by Hill right in his face. Hill going to go all the way and lay it up and in off the glass. He thought he was fouled too, but Marcel Hill coast to coast after a great steal. 25-18 Springfield. Cahill now in the backcourt. And I mentioned in the pregame lead-up just how good this Springfield team is defensively and how good they have been as with Eric Orton as their head coach. And again, it's a turnover. Holy cow, on cue. A interior pass to Greenblatt just goes right off his hands and goes back to Springfield. It really is impressive. They are consistently one of the top teams in the state and area defensively. And in a league that is full of really good offensive teams, like Crater last year, who had Kiefer Edwards, the player of the year in the entire state. It is really something, and obviously going against teams like Churchill and Thurston last year as well. Thurston ended up being the state champion. It is really impressive how they are able to limit teams offensively. As Zach Sorber, as I was waxing about the defense of Springfield, got fouled and is going to go to the line to shoot two. And he misses the first one. Sorber yet to score tonight. He is a 5'10 sophomore for the Millers. Couple of dribbles, knocks down the second one. Zach Sorber on the scoreboard, and it's 26-18. Springfield opening up the lead now. 4:26 left in the first half. Calvin Cahill in the backcourt with it as Springfield switches to the full court pressure. Gets it across nearly as it poked away and stolen away by Sorber. Does get it to Gabriel. Gabriel going to dribble inside. Now outside. Tries to get it to Johnson. Johnson jab step. Now fadeaway shot. No good. Gets his own rebound and leaves it off for Greenblatt, who lays it up and in. That's a nice play by Johnson. Following up his own shot and then getting it to Greenblatt for the easy lay-in. 26-20. Springfield now the lead. 4 minutes left in the first half. Marcel Hill gets a screen from Brown. Now, oh boy, dangerous pass to Charlie Grusbeck. Grusbeck now outside to Vega. Vega now back inside to Grusbeck, and he loses it out of bounds, but it's off of Corvallis, Maxwell Johnson. So a couple of new guys into the game for the Millers. Vega and Grusbeck. Hill inbounds. Tries to get it to Brown. Brown with the other way, but luckily for him, Sorber was backing him up, and he gets the ball going to him. Pass over to Grusbeck now. who gets it over to Brown. Brown thought about a three. Now he is going to shoot the three, and it's no good. And the rebound goes to Maxwell Johnson for Corvallis. He's pushing it up the floor. He's got numbers. Going to go all the way to the rim. No good. And the rebound goes to Sorber. Now Sorber's pushing the tempo. He's got a two-on-one. Leaves it off. Vega now back to Sorber. Sorber up with a shot. No good, but the putback is up and good by Zach Brown. Well, Zach Brown's just going to hog all the points for the Millers tonight. Doesn't hurt him that they're missing bunnies like that, but he gets the easy putback, and it's 28-20 Springfield. Cahill now with it on the left wing. Gives it to Gabriel. Now back to Cahill. Cahill dribbles inside, shoots a 15-foot jumper, knocks it down. Nice in-rhythm shot at the free throw line, and it's 28-22 Springfield. Clock now under 3 minutes here in the first half. Marcel Hill. You give a through-the-legs dribble. Now pass over to Vega. Vega gets a screen from Brown, dribbles inside the lane. Now pass outside to Hill. Hill open for a three, but passes it up. Gets it over to Sorber. Sorber jab step. Now he dribbles inside. Boy, he thought he was fouled. He probably was, but he gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Good defense initially against Sorber, but they didn't box him out. He gets his own board. 30-22 Springfield. Cahill now against Sorber. And we got a foul. Looks like it's away from the ball against Springfield. And it's going to be against Grossbeck. Grossbeck. Charlie Grossbeck's first foul. And 2:22 left in the first half. Corvallis to inbound from underneath their own basket. It's going to be Joey Jansen to inbound. Gets it to Reynaldo. Goes it right through his hands. And it's stolen away by Javier Carrillo. Carrillo dribbles up the floor. Over to Brown, left open. He's going to dribble inside, shoot a 15-foot jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Reynaldo. Reynaldo now to Cahill. Cahill dribbles across the timeline quickly. Now, good job defensively by Springfield. Getting back, gives it over to Johnson at the wing. Three ball on the way, no good. And we got an over-the-back call going against Corvallis. And it's going to be Isaac Gabriel's second foul as he went over the top of Grossbeck. So for Isaac Gabriel, that's his second foul, the seventh team foul for Corvallis. So Grossbeck going to go to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Grossbeck, a 6'1 senior. And he misses the first one off the back rim. Brown nearly got the rebound, but coming out with it is Reynaldo, and he gets it up to Cahill. Cahill pushing the tempo, leaves it off, and it's stolen away by Hill. Hill in the backcourt gets it up to Brown. Brown with a one-on-one. Oh, great defense by Johnson to run back and steal it away. Saves it inbounds, but it goes right to Brown. Brown outside to Carrillo. Carrillo out to Vega. Now back over to Brown at the wing, and he's going to slow things down and back it up near the midcourt stripe. Great defense by Corvallis, though, as he finally leaves it off for Hill. Hill, boy, almost a carry there as he gets it to Brown. Brown going to shoot a fadeaway baseline jumper, and he knocks it down. Well, it probably should have been a carry as Hill let the ball bounce really high and got his hand under it a little bit, but no call, and Brown takes advantage and knocks down the two, and the Millers double-digit lead, 32-22. Inside to Reynaldo, backs down. That's a travel, you betcha. And he's saying he was fouled. He's saying Brown's using the armbar against him, but I didn't really see it. And what I did see is him shuffle both of those feet as he was backing him down, and it's a travel and a turnover back to the Millers. 1 minute remaining in the first half. They lead by 10. Hill brings it up against the zone defense, and he tries to pass, fancy pass inside to Brown, and it's stolen away. Boy, you got to be more careful with the ball than that. And it's stolen away by Maxwell Johnson. Johnson up to Gabriel. Gabriel going to drive baseline. Now inside, now pass outside to Cahill. Cahill thought about a shot. Now he's going to leave it off for Gabriel instead. And Gabriel at the wing, great defense by Springfield. Dribbles inside, now going to shoot a fadeaway 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, though, offensive rebound goes to Maxwell Johnson up with a shot, and he gets it to fall. Not a lot of boxing out going for either team. As Maxwell Johnson gets his first two, 32-24 the score, 30 seconds left in the first half. Springfield probably just going to slow things down, wait for the final shot. Corvallis switches to the zone. And Hill's just going to stand out near the midcourt stripe with the ball. Over to Carrillo, now back to Hill. Hill, now 10 seconds, they're going to start to run the offense. Pass over to Vega. Vega around the three-point line to Carrillo. Now to Grossbeck. Now outside to Brown. Brown thought about a three. He's got 1 second left to Vega at the buzzer. No good. So the first half ends with a missed shot, but A really good first half for the Springfield Millers, who responded to an early deficit and take a big-time lead into the half here on their home court. Our score here at the half, Springfield 32, Corvallis 24, here on 95.3 The Score.
Lane County is home to a great recycling community, but our good intentions are putting the success of our recycling system at risk. Remember this, wishful recycling hurts recycling. Plastic bags, clothing, and stringy things like Christmas lights, they don't belong in your curbside bin. These items may be recyclable elsewhere in the community, but not at the curb. Please follow your service provider's recycling directions, and when in doubt, throw it out.
Brought to you by Lane County Waste Management and Eugene Area Radio Station's EARS.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul base automatic, $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019, or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing, and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party. Save on DiGiorno pizza and dryer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. I'm Alex Braga here from Springfield High School. The Millers, an impressive second quarter and first half in general, lead Corvallis 32-24. Corvallis just a few years away from... few years removed from a couple of state championship wins. And so Springfield, obviously no slouches themselves, leading 32-24 here at the half. Let's go ahead and run through some stats. It is leading the way for Corvallis, two guys, Roman Gabriel and Isaac Gabriel, the brothers, each with 6 points. Roman Gabriel adding two rebounds as well. Calvin Cahill with 4 points and two boards. Maxwell Johnson, 2 points and three rebounds. Noah Greenblatt, 4 points and a rebound. And Jasper Reynalda, 2 points and five boards. Good job by Springfield of limiting him to just the 2 points. He is 7'3", and you do not see that very often here in this state or in general, in life in general. You don't see many human beings that are 7'3". Springfield the other way, it has all been Zach Brown in the first half. 19 points and three rebounds for Springfield. Kenson Smith, 2 points and two boards. Jordan Jones, 1 point and two rebounds. Zach Sorber, 3 points and two boards. Jared Peterson, 3 points and three rebounds. And Marcel Hill, 4 points and one board. Teams all knotted up rebounding-wise, 13-13. But again, Zach Brown, the clear story in the first half. 19 points and three rebounds for the Millers, and they are holding on to a lead, 32-24. I'm trying to get you some bowl scores here because I know there have been some games today. Now, there's one underway right now, and that is Washington State and Iowa State in the Valero Alamo Bowl. And 3 minutes remaining in the first half there, Washington State a 14-7 lead over Iowa State. As I try to get you some more scores. And I'm just, you know what it is? Like I got this app. I got app problems. I don't really know how else to say it. I got app issues. There we go. Two other games from today. Number 20, Syracuse took down number 16, West Virginia, 34-18 in the Camping World Bowl. And Auburn just all over Purdue today. Well, if you missed that one, 56 points in the first half for Auburn. And they just blitzkrieg Purdue 63-14. That the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. I try to say that one three times fast. And so those are our bowl finals from today. Syracuse, a winner over West Virginia. Auburn, a winner over Purdue. And right now in the second quarter, Washington State leading Iowa State in the Alamo Bowl. As you might imagine, Washington State kind of better than Iowa State. And sometimes that's how bowl games work out. So again, our score here at the half, Springfield 32 and Corvallis 24. When we come back from this break, we'll get you that second half action. You're listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Emerald Valley Golf Course is now offering 2 months free with every new membership. This easily walkable 18-hole championship course is fun yet challenging for every player. Greens are always fast and consistent. Fairways, the river, the hills, drop-dead gorgeous. With discounts on lessons and pro shop merchandise, Emerald Valley is always affordable. Book your tee time online now. Emerald Valley Golf, just 15 minutes from Eugene and Cresswell, and at emeraldvalleygolf.com.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
Get down for the sell down. This is Shannon Nill, your discount dealer at Guaranteed Locally Owned Chevrolet. We have 56 Silverado and Colorado trucks and Traverse and Equinox SUVs that are part of the biggest sell-down in Guaranteed's history. They're all in stock and available with employee pricing. That means you'll pay the same price I or any of our employees would pay. We want to earn your business. We're making fast, fair, and friendly deals that help you find new roads and get a better truck for less money. 4x4, diesel, quad cab, lifted, work trucks. We have them all in stock. Test drive almost every make, model, and color in one single stop. Trade in anything, and we'll arrange low, low-cost bank financing on your good credit. Guaranteed's family-owned, and your business helps support our 400 local employees. Get down with savings. Get down with reliability. Get down with employee pricing. And get down to Guaranteed for the sell-down before this sale ends and employee pricing bargains disappear. That's only at Guaranteed, 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 5 minutes north of the Eugene Airport in friendly Junction City.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
If you're a guy in your 20s or 30s, you can ignore this message about prostate cancer. If you're 70 or older, you probably already know what I'm going to say about screening. But for men closing in on 50 or over 50, annual prostate cancer screening should be included in your physicals, because early detection makes a big difference in life-saving treatment. When it comes to prostate cancer, knowing is better than not knowing. Learn more at OregonUrology.com.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
32-24, our score here at the half. Springfield leading Corvallis. Just a few moments left until we get to the start of the second half. Alex Braga here out at Springfield High School. Thanks for joining us tonight for the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Go to Bi-Mart.com. You can find your nearest location if you don't know where a Bi-Mart is. I don't know what to tell you other than go to BuyMart.com, I guess. But if you live in this community and you don't know where your local BuyMart is, what? You don't live in this community. I don't get it. Again, BuyMart.com, find your nearest location. They also have daily or weekly cyber deals there, which you can get. You can also go to your local BuyMart and get a flu shot. So again, here at the half, Springfield leading Corvallis 32-24. Zach Brown, the story, 19 points and 3 boards. And Corvallis is going to start the second half with the ball. It's going to be inbounded by Sebi Law on the sideline near the front court to Gabriel. Gabriel tries a cross-court pass to Johnson, who saves it inbounds, but right to Sorber for Springfield. Dribbles all the way into the lane, up with a wild right-hand shot off the glass, no good. But we have a foul, and it looks like it's going to be offensive against Sorber. And, boy, it looked like he avoided contact pretty well. But they got him for it. And so the ball going back to Corvallis as Springfield, again, continues the full-court pressure defense. Zach Sorber in the backcourt, guarding Cahill. Gets it up to Isaac Gabriel. Gabriel now to Cahill. Now back to Gabriel. Left open for a three. Long rebound. No good. Goes to Zach Brown. Brown out with it. He's going to dribble into the front court. Not a lot of big men have the ability to do that, but Zach Brown is a really good player. Outside now to Hill. Into the corner to Peterson. Now back to Hill. Back to Brown. Left open. Left wing. Three. Yes, sir. Zach Brown's hot shooting night continues. He's got 22, and it's 35-24 Springfield. Zach Brown, a 6'6 senior, has the ability to shoot from the outside as well. It's going to be Gabriel dribbling inside, and he is fouled. Looks like they got Marcel Hill for the reach in there. He got him right on the wrist. Indeed, it is going to be against Hill. As he gets the defensive call from Eric Orton and screams it out to his teammates. Cahill to inbound. Outside to Sebi Law, top of the key. Now back to Cahill, who runs all the way out to get it from him. Now he dribbles right, gets it to Reynalda against Brown, backing him down. That's a shove-off, you betcha. That's a shove-off, and Zach Brown, that was easy. He just kind of stood his ground, and Reynalda just kind of shoved that left arm out to get separation. And he's complaining to the official that Brown was doing it first, but boy, that was way more obvious. And so sometimes it's the more obvious contact that gets the call, and that sure as heck was. Peterson with it at the corner. Now cross-court pass to Hill, and Hill's bumped. Already a couple of quick fouls going against the Spartans. That one going to go against Cahill. That's his first. Hill to inbound. Gives it to Brown. Brown now outside to Sorber. Sorber into the corner to Peterson. Gets a screen from Brown. Going to shoot a three. No good. Rebound goes to Maxwell Johnson. Johnson across the timeline quickly against Hill. Crossover dribble. Now pass across to Cahill. Cahill now inside to Gabriel. Nearly poked away by Peterson. Backing him down. Up with a pass to Reynalda. Reynalda has it knocked away by Peterson and stolen away by Peterson. Now quickly up to Sorber. Sorber dribbles. Leaves it out for Peterson. Now back outside to Brown. Jab, step, travel. You betcha. Actually made the shot, and he knows it was a travel, and it's going to go right back to the Spartans. So in the backcourt, it's going to be Sewell to inbound. Gets it to Cahill. 35-24. Springfield the lead. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Sebi Law with it. Now to Reynalda. Reynalda swings it around the timeline to Cahill. Backdoor pass to Maxwell Johnson. Stolen away by Sorber. Another steal by the Millers. He's now into the front court against Gabriel. Crossover dribble into the lane. Goes up to finds Reynalda, so he decides against going up with a shot and dribbles it back out. Now to Brown, now over to Hill. Hill going to dribble in, 15-foot jumper on the way. No good, rebound goes to Reynalda, his sixth of the game. Pass to Gabriel. Gabriel now across the timeline slowly through the legs dribble, gives it to Cahill. Cahill calls out one and then passes it to Reynalda, who's flashing at the timeline. Now outside to Cahill. He's going to shoot a three, long rebound, no good. Goes to Marcel Hill, and he nearly has it stolen away by Johnson in the backcourt. And he took a knee where it's not fun for a gentleman to take a knee. And he's kind of slowly, the official asked him if he's all right. He says yes, and that's kind of a loaded question. under these circumstances. I mean, can I keep playing? Yes. Am I okay? No. He is playing, though, as Peterson gets the ball near the three-point line. Pass back out to Hill. And Marcel Hill, pump fake, pass to Brown. Now over to Sorber. Sorber going to dribble baseline off of a screen and now dribbles back out. Now he's going to shoot a 10-foot fadeaway jumper. Wild shot. Long rebound, though, goes to Carrillo. Carrillo now outside to Peterson and now back outside to Hill, and he's going to reset the offense. Great effort on the glass tonight by the Millers. As Hill dribbles baseline, cross-court pass to Sorber. Open three. Back rim, no good, but the rebound goes to Brown, and he's fouled. Going to get Sebi Law for the foul. That's going to be his third. And just, again, I can't really overstate how good the effort has been tonight for Springfield on the glass and defensively. It's really been all you can ask for. As Brown gets a quick inbound, shoots a 10-foot jumper off the rim, off the glass, and he gets it to fall. He's getting everything to fall tonight. 37-24, Springfield on top. 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Gabriel now against Peterson. Pass to the free throw line to Gabriel, who leaves it off for Sebi Law. Goes up for the nice shot, and he knocks it down. That's just a well-executed play, and a nice backdoor pass, and a nice finish by Law. Hill now the other way. Crossover dribble. He's just going to take it coast-to-coast, lays it up, and offensive foul. The crowd doesn't like it, but that was more of a control foul than anything else, as he was like a bat out of hell going to the basket, and the defender was in position and set. And they got him for the foul. As into the game for Corvallis, Noah Greenblatt, Maxwell Johnson going to take a seat. Isaac Gabriel to inbound. Actually, Roman Gabriel to inbound. Gives it to Cahill. The brothers are 30-10. Now Isaac Gabriel with it. Crossover dribble against Peterson. Now around the back. Pass out to Cahill. Cahill against Sorber. Pass to Greenblatt. Flashes at the free throw line. Now pass to Roman Gabriel outside the three-point line. Pass over to Hill. Now inside to Greenblatt. Going up against Brown. Boy, he took it right to him and laid it in off the glass. It's a nice job by Greenblatt going up against the bigger guy in Brown and just taking it right at him. Hill outside now, over to Carrillo, now over to Brown, back outside to Sorber. Sorber, now to Carrillo at the wing. Now inside to Peterson, backing his man down, pass out to Brown outside the three-point line, right-hand dribble, now pass over to Hill. Hill out to Carrillo, back to Hill. Now back outside Peterson, top of the key. Now Carrillo, left wing, he's going to put up a three off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Sebi Law. Now to Cahill. To Greenblatt, up at the rim, lays it up, no good, got his own board, put it off the glass, no good, rebound to Gabriel, and now we got a foul. Well, I can't believe he wasn't able to finish that one. Javier Carrillo gets the foul for the Millers. They now lead by 9, 3 minutes remaining. And the inbound going to go to Greenblatt against Brown, just going to take it right to him, rejected this time, and it goes right to Carrillo. Brown got his hand on that. He only can go to the well so many times. Now to Brown. He's just going to take it right into the lane. He put up a floater, and he got it to fall. That is a tough shot as he dribbled into the lane, and his momentum was taking him away from the basket after contact, and he just threw it up with the right hand and got it to fall. 39-28, 2.5 minutes remaining here in the third, and a turnover. Again, miscommunication on the outside as Gabriel was trying to get it to Law. Law was cutting baseline. Gabriel thought he was staying there. And the ball just went right out of bounds. And they are frustrated. Jasper Reynalda, Ethan Hester now back into the game for Corvallis. Is Gabriel going to take a seat? Actually, both Gabriels taking a seat. Hill dribbles it across the timeline. Now over to Kenson Smith inside to Brown. Brown up with a right-hand hook shot off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Reynalda. His seventh board of the game. He gets it to Cahill. Cahill up the floor, and it's nearly stolen away, and Marcel Hill wants that one back. Went right off his hands and off his foot and then out of bounds. He really should have had that one. But it's going to stay with Corvallis. Missed opportunity there. 2:15 left in the third. Inbound goes to Greenblatt. Greenblatt now into the corner to Law. Law going to put up a three off the rim. No good. Rebound, though, goes to Greenblatt. Boy, he is putting forth a lot of effort tonight, and he's done a pretty good job going against Brown. And gets it to Law now, over to Cahill. J. jab step against Carrillo. Now dribbles to the left side. Great defense by Carrillo right in his face, and it's stolen away by Brown on the pass. He's going to go right up against Law. He's going to take it right at him, and he's going to lay it in. Zach Brown coast to coast after the turnover. Boy, that is a theme tonight as they get Carrillo for a foul. A little over-aggressive there as Cahill was dribbling on the left side. The stadium announcer can't get settled on how to say his name. Javier Carrillo. I figure it out, man. It's Carrillo. I know that. Reynaldo gets the inbound. Puts up a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Gabriel. Up with a shot. It's good. And he's fouled. Maybe that's a strategy that Corvallis can utilize here as you get the big man Reynaldo out top. It's kind of the high-low action. The big man out top near the free throw line kind of opens things up underneath because you don't have Brown in there defensively. That time Gabriel able to take advantage as he knocks down the free throw as well. 41-31, back to within 10 for Corvallis. 1:30 left in third quarter. Hill across the timeline, now pass over to Carrillo. He's going to dribble all the way out top now and pass back over to Hill, and it goes off his hands and out of bounds. And now the mistake's coming from Springfield. As Grosbeck checks back into the game, Peterson takes a seat for the Millers. 41-31, as Cahill dribbles across the timeline with Carrillo guarding him the whole way. Full court pressure all night for Springfield. Now it's inside to Gabriel. He falls backwards and traveled. Great defense by Grosbeck. Kind of taking the chair out from underneath him. He had Isaac Gabriel backing him down, and he just kind of backed up and let him his momentum take him backwards. It's actually a really heady play defensively. Hill now up to Carrillo. Carrillo now back to Hill. Hill cross to Kenson Smith. Now inside to Grosbeck. Back outside to Hill. Back over to Carrillo. Now back inside to Grosbeck. Grosbeck back outside to Hill. Open three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Reynaldo. Reynaldo to Cahill. Cahill across the timeline. Double covered now. And has to find room. Can't. Gets it to Gabriel. Finally. Pump fake. Now he's going to dribble inside. Take it all the way to the rim. Off the glass. No good. Shot it long. And the rebound goes to Brown. Boy, you've got to finish the bunnies like that if you're Isaac Gabriel. 41-31. If Corvallis is going to come back in this game, they're going to have to make those shots. 30 seconds remaining now. Springfield going to try for the last shot here. Carrillo now over to Hill. Finally, the defense comes out and guards him. Ethan Hester as Corvallis in a zone. Pass over to Hill on the right side. And 10 seconds left. They're going to start the offense. Here they go. Pass to Carrillo. Pass to Hill. Now over to Smith. Smith finds Brown at the free throw line. Pass out to Hill. Hill dribbles right baseline. Shot up off the rim and it falls. And he wanted a foul too. That is a fantastic shot by Marcel Hill at the buzzer. Everything going Springfield's way tonight. Our score as we head to the fourth. The Millers 43. The Spartans 31 here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Springfield High School. The Millers holding on to a 43-31 lead as we head to the fourth. Alex Braga here from Springfield. Thank you for joining us tonight for the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. I can't believe we're almost to January. It seems like just yesterday we were crowning Thurston as a state champion. Now we're nearly midway through another basketball season. It's insane. So again, 12-point lead for the Millers as they start out the fourth quarter with the ball. It's going to be Marcel Hill dribbling. Now pass over to Brown, back to Hill. Now back over to Sorber in the corner. He is double-teamed. That's exactly what Corvallis wants, but he breaks through. Nearly has it stolen away, and it is stolen away by Maxwell Johnson. That's exactly what you want. You want the ball in the corner if you're running that zone for Corvallis. Into Gabriel. Gabriel, Reynalda now. Reynalda finally gets a shot to fall as he puts it up over Brown. He's got four tonight. And they're now back to within 10. Hill leaves it off for Brown. Brown dribbles inside, back out to Hill. Corvallis running the zone still. Over to Brown, thought about a shot, gets it over to Sorber. Jab step now as, oh boy, that was a foul. Uh-oh, now a little bit of shoving. Now a lot of talking going on as some guys have to get in between here. Roman Gabriel and Sorber doing a little chattering after that foul. And it is against Gabriel. That's his second. The fourth team foul for the Spartans, six for Springfield as Brown gets the inbounds, but we have a foul away from the ball, and it's going to go against Grossbeck on the screen, who was trying to get Brown free and got called for the foul. So a 10-point lead for Springfield. Got to be careful here as Gabriel now gets it up to Johnson, leaves it off for Reynaldo, and he traveled. Oh, no, they called a foul. Oh, boy, it looked like he traveled before the foul. He definitely got fouled. And it goes against Grossbeck. Where it's almost like there's a disconnect for Reynaldo and his feet. As he knocks down the free throw. Or he's not, it's not like he's unathletic. He's 7'3". He is athletic. He can run the floor. Not like gangly by any stretch. But every time he gets the ball inside the key, his feet just do crazy things. Misses the second free throw. Rebound goes to Sorber. Sorber now to Hill. Hill leaves it off for Brown. Nearly stolen away and is stolen away. Roman Gabriel out with it. Gets it up to Cahill. Corvallis down by 9 with the ball. Back to Gabriel now. Leaves it out for his brother Isaac. Isaac now back outside to Cahill. Cahill back over to Isaac now. Dribbles, gets a screen from Roman. Gabriel, high-low action going on here. Pass over to Cahill against Hill. Cahill against Hill. Come on, man, you're killing me here. He now dribbles inside, and he's bumped as he tries to pass it out to Gabriel. We got see who they got the call on. 24, Jordan Vega. Vega, a freshman, by the way, as he quickly goes over and gets a word from Eric Orton. And hits the bench. Kenson Smith checks in for him. Cahill to the line, shoot the one-on-one, misses the free throw, and the rebound goes to Smith, who just checked in the game. And I believe Eric Orton wants a timeout, and he does. So he's going to take a timeout with 6:26 remaining in the ball game to talk things over about how he wants his team to finish up this game. It's a full timeout, so that means we'll take it too. 43-34, Springfield with the lead here at 95-3 The Score.
Lane County is home to a great recycling community, but our good intentions are putting the success of our recycling system at risk. Remember this, wishful recycling hurts recycling. Plastic bags, clothing, and stringy things like Christmas lights, they don't belong in your curbside bin. These items may be recyclable elsewhere in the community, but not at the curb. Please follow your service provider's recycling directions, and when in doubt, throw it out.
Brought to you by Lane County Waste Management and Eugene Area Radio Station's EARS.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
43-34, Springfield the lead over Corvallis, with 6:26 remaining in the ballgame. I'm going to try to find out who Roman Gabriel is before you guys, before the night is through. It's going to happen, all right? Believe in me, people. Believe in me. Roman Gabriel, it's going to happen. You probably already know if you're listening to this, but I don't. So I'm going to look it up for the people who don't. As Springfield has the ball with a 9-point lead, 6:22 remaining. It's going to be Grossbeck with it over to Zach Sorber. Sorber back outside to Brown. Brown one-on-one against Gabriel. Crossover dribble now to Grossbeck. Grossbeck thought about a three. Now passes it up. Dribbles inside the key. Goes up with a lay-in. And it is sent into the stratosphere by Reynalda. And all Grossbeck can do is kind of smile. As you go up with weak stuff against a 7'3" guy, it's going to be rejected. And sure enough, it was. Inbound pass to Brown. Has it poked away, and it's going to stay with Springfield as it rolls out of bounds. Nice defense there by Roman Gabriel, who's a former American football player for the during the 60s and 70s. Second overall pick in 62. Played for the Rams for 11 seasons and 5 seasons for the Philadelphia Eagles. Was a quarterback. And we've got an inbound pass to Brown, and Brown looks like he's fouled, and he's going to get to the over the line to shoot too. And it is going to go against Reynaldo. Went right at him. Roman Gabriel out of NC State. Second overall pick in the 62 draft. He's actually the, as Brown knocks down the free throw, the second overall pick in the NFL draft in 62. The first overall pick in the AFL draft in 62. Ended up signing with the Rams. Four-time Pro Bowler. First team All-Pro in 1969 as Brown knocks down the second free throw as well. Led the league in passing in 1973, and we got another turnover by Corvallis. My goodness, really good defense by Springfield as Ethan Hester trying to pass it up to Isaac Gabriel, and it just went right out of bounds because of pressure. It's going to be Marcel Hill dribbling it up in the backcourt now. 201 career touchdown passes for Roman Gabriel. Zach Brown outside the three-point line, gets it over to Hill, now back to Brown, thought about it, three passes outside to Hill. He's going to reset the offense all the way out near the midcourt stripe. Pass over to Brown on the left side, through the legs dribble, now spins away from Gabriel, now crossover against Gabriel, outside to Kenson Smith. Smith now cross-court pass to Sorber, jab step, pass out to Brown now, and he loses the handle, nearly turned over, double-teamed in the corner, passes to Grusbeck, it's tipped into the backcourt, or is it? And Eric Horton calls timeout. It was. So Springfield maintains possession, but Eric Horton did not like what he saw, and he's going to call a timeout to kind of settle down his offense because they looked a little discombobulated there because of really good defense by Corvallis, which is not something we've really seen tonight. And again, I mentioned several times tonight how good Springfield is defensively. Just 34 points for Corvallis tonight. And Corvallis, you know, they're no slouch offensively this year. They average 56.2 points per game, which is, you know, fifth best in their league. I mean, it's okay. It's not bad, but 56 points, and they're holding them to 34 tonight. Still 5 minutes left, but you got to imagine they're not going to hit that average. And again, it's not like they do anything special. It's just relentless effort, and they, you know, essentially guard you full court the entire game. And so it's really hard to combat as an offense to have that kind of energy the entire game to go against them. Hill now gets it over to Kenson Smith. Smith going to dribble inside the key. He's going to go all the way to the basket, up with a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Sorber, but it goes off his hand and out of bounds. So he's actually not going to get credit for the rebound as he never actually had possession. So again, good defense by Corvallis. They're within 9 now. Or excuse me, 11 now. So still within striking distance, still 5 minutes remaining in this game, but they got to get going pretty soon. Sebi Law with it to the left wing, outside to Isaac Gabriel. Gabriel going against Smith, spin move, and now we get a foul. Who are they getting there? It's away from the ball. It's going to go against Zach Sorber. Not sure what they called there. I didn't really see it. And so the foul is going to be the 10th against Springfield. So the officials are discussing something. Not sure what, but as it is, the 10th team foul against Springfield means 2 free throws for Calvin Cahill. Knocks down the first. Cahill's first point of the second half. He's got 5 in the game now. They're back to within 10. See if he can cut it to single digits. Spins it, misses off the back rim. Rebound goes to Zach Brown. That's his 7th board of the game. Stay tuned for our player of the game tonight, brought to you by Bi-Mart immediately after the game. 2 guesses who that's going to be. Grusbeck, Grossbeck the other way. He shoots a 3 and airballs it, and the rebound goes to Ethan Hester for Corvallis. Up to Law. Law going to dribble into the front court. Now back out to Cahill. Now over to Hester. Hester inside to Greenblatt. Off the glass and good. And Eric Horton should want a timeout, but he doesn't take it. It's going to be Ross Durfeld who takes it for Corvallis, and it's going to be a full, which means we'll go ahead and take it too. So still a lot of game left. Springfield's had a pretty sizable lead the entire way, but Corvallis brings it back down to 8. 45-37, 4:20 left in the ballgame here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
The score with 4:20 remaining in the game. Springfield leading Corvallis. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Springfield ball underneath the Corvallis basket. Inbound goes to from Peterson to Hill. He's guarded in the backcourt. Crossover dribble beats everybody and now passes over to Peterson. Peterson holds it. Now pass over to Hill. Now to Brown. Now swings it around to Carrillo. Carrillo, now he's fouled, it looks like. Yep, it's going to go Ethan Hester with the foul. Roman Gabriel checks back in as his brother Isaac takes a seat. Inbound goes to Hill. 4 minutes left now. Dribbles left. Now leaves it off for Brown, and it's stolen away. It's going to be Cahill. Gives it up to Hester. Hester going to go all the way at the rim. He's fouled, and he can't get the shot to fall. Boy, if he had gotten that thing to fall, big-time momentum boost for Corvallis, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two. It's the 11th team foul of the second half for the Millers. And Hester knocks down the free throw. His first point of the game. And it's a big one. Clock under 4 minutes. And he misses the second one. And the rebound goes to Brown. So 45-38. Springfield nursing a 7-point lead. Hill now to Brown. Brown dribbles to the free throw line. Nearly traveled, but gets it outside to Hill. Hill back to Brown. He's got Sorber in the corner. Instead, he's going to keep it. Dribble to the free throw line. Over to Peterson. Now over to Carrillo. Carrillo dribbles inside. Now outside. Back out to Brown. Left open. Top of the key. Three off the rim. No good. Rebound to Reynalda. Reynalda now to Roman Gabriel. Gabriel crossover dribble. Now to Law. Now to Cahill. Now over to Hester. Hester looking inside. Instead, he's going to keep it and pass outside to Cahill. Cahill now to Gabriel. Gabriel over to Cahill, fought about a three, pump fake, and now try to pass it inside, knocked away by Sorber, but it goes right to Hester. Now back to Cahill. He's going to shoot a three, and he misses long, and it goes out of bounds. Who's it off of? It's going to be off of Brown, and it's going to stay with Corvallis. So a 7-point lead for Springfield. Corvallis keeps the ball. Law checks out. Maxwell Johnson in for him. And there's 3:06 left. Cahill to inbound. Gives it to Johnson. Open three. Passes it up. Now gives it to Cahill. Inside to Reynalda. Going to shoot a shot over Brown. No good. Tipped out by Johnson, though. All the way out to Gabriel. Great effort by Johnson to keep possession. Now it's going to be Hester dribbling against Carrillo. Now gets it over to Cahill. Cahill with Hill guarding him. Now the switch off of the screen. He's got Carrillo guarding him. Pass over to Johnson. Johnson going to drive baseline. Going to go up with a wild shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shoots a fadeaway shot and gets it to fall. Maxwell Johnson's fifth rebound. His fourth point. And they're back to within five. Sorber with it. Now to Carrillo. And he is fouled in the front court by Maxwell Johnson. That is the seventh team foul for Corvallis. So Javier Carrillo is going to get to shoot free throws. By the way, Jordan Carrillo has not played tonight for Springfield. One of their best players. I see him over there on the sideline sitting at the end of the bench. Can't quite see what's wrong with him. Got his shoes and his shorts on. Got his warm-up jacket on, but he is not playing. As Javier misses the free throw, and the rebound goes to Jasper Reynalda, his 10th. Quickly now up to Greenblatt. Greenblatt leaves it off for Johnson. No good, but he's fouled, and he's going to get to go to the line to shoot two. It was a hard foul. Going to go against Jared Peterson. That's his first. And right now, Maxwell Johnson can make this a one-possession game. Oh, the first free throw rattles around and goes out. And so 45-40 remains the score for the Millers as Law checks back in for Reynalda. What kind of name Sebi is? Like Sebastian? I wonder if it's like short for that. Never heard Sebi. As Johnson misses the second free throw as well, and the rebound goes to Hill. Hill going to go all the way. He's going to leave it off for Sorber. Sorber up with the lay-in and good. Boy, what a huge, huge momentum boost that was. Those missed free throws turn into an easy two for the Millers. You have got to make your free throws. Gabriel with it now. He's going to dribble inside the key. He's going to go up, and he has it rejected by Peterson to Brown. Tries to leave it all the way up to Sorber, and it's stolen away. Stolen away by Law in the backcourt. All the way to Johnson now. All the way to Cahill. Cahill leaves it off for Gabriel. Gabriel, pump fake up with a right hand. No good. Rebound to Cahill, and he's fouled by Brown. It's before the shot. And so Cahill's going to get to go to the line. Actually, no, it's fouls on Springfield. They're already well in the double bonus. And so Cahill's going to shoot two no matter what. So 1:50 left. Trailing by seven, Cahill to the line. Dribble, free throw, good. So the lead back to six as Charlie Grossbeck checks in for Sorber. And Cahill knocks down the second free throw as well. And looks like Corvallis is going to call timeout. It's going to be a 30, so we'll go ahead and take it to out. Tell you what, last time out of the game, 47-42, Springfield the lead over Corvallis. 1:50 remaining here on 95.3 The Score.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
47-42, Springfield with the ball. Inbound goes to Carrillo. Carrillo going to dribble it up the floor. 1:40 left. Gets it over to Hill now. Hill dribbles across the timeline, goes all the way in, leaves it outside for Peterson. Peterson now back out to Carrillo. Back out to the side of Grossbeck. Over to Hill. Hill thought about a three. He was wide open, but probably a good idea to pass it up. Now over to Peterson. Over to Grossbeck. Well, it's wide open. He's going to shoot a baseline jumper. No good. And the rebound goes to Isaac Gabriel. Now over to Cahill. Cahill going to go all the way in. He's going to shoot it up off the rim. No good. And the rebound goes to Brown. Needed that one to fall. 1:15 left. Brown dribbles it all the way up the floor. Picks it up. Now gets it over to Hill. Hill gets a screen from Brown. And now we got a foul. And Gabriel fouls Hill, who's going to get to go to the line. That's Isaac Gabriel's third foul, the eighth team foul for Corvallis, as Sorber checks in for Grossbeck. Roman Gabriel and Maxwell Johnson check in for Corvallis. As Cahill goes to the bench, but he's not even sitting down. He's probably going to go back in here pretty soon. As Hill misses the free throw, rebound goes to Reynalda. Gets it out to Gabriel. Roman Gabriel up the floor, 1 minute remaining. Dribbles in, nearly lost it. Now he's going to go baseline, pump fake, up with a shot, rejected by Brown. All the way out to Johnson, though. Johnson going to reset. Clock at 50 seconds left. They got to get going. They got to get going. Law now over to Gabriel. Now over to Johnson, nearly stolen away. Johnson does recover, and he's fouled by Hill, and he is going to get to shoot two. It is a five-point game, so again, Maxwell Johnson with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Last time, missed both free throws. We'll see what he can do this time. 43 seconds left. Johnson to the line, and he knocks down the first. As Cahill does come back in, Ethan Hester takes the seat on the bench for Corvallis. And Johnson missed the second, and the rebound, a foul, going to go against Corvallis. Brown was in position, and Gabriel reached over his back and picked up his fourth foul. So Zach Brown going to get to a chance to kind of close this bad boy out for Springfield. And he has been the star tonight. He's already got 30 points tonight and 9 rebounds. If he can make it 31 or 32, it could very well end this ball game. But 43 seconds left, you never know. Brown to shoot one-on-one, knocks down the first. Big stuff for Zach Brown. 31 points now. Trying to make it 32, trying to get his team to a 6-point lead, and he knocks it down. You bet. Is there anybody else you want at the line there, Springfield fans? 49-43, 40 seconds left. Gabriel all the way up to Law. Law back out to Gabriel. Over to Cahill. They got to get going. Dribbles right, leaves it off for Isaac Gabriel. Now out to Reynaldo. He loses the handle all the way out near the midcourt stripe. They have got to get going. Under 30 seconds left. Roman Gabriel picks up the dribble all the way across court to Isaac Gabriel. Going to dribble baseline up. The shot rejected by Brown. Runs it down, saves it in, right to Roman Gabriel, though. 15 seconds left. Cahill shoots a three. No good. Rebound to Gabriel. Gabriel up with a shot, and he gets it to fall. Isaac Gabriel scores two, and Corvallis calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here. There is 10.3 seconds remaining. It is a full timeout, but we'll keep it here anyways. So a 4-point game. And I tell you what, I was saying it as the possession was happening, they were taking a lot of time to get going. And it just plain took too long. I mean, they ran off a good 20 seconds, so they did not need to run off there. And it ends up being a 4-point lead right now for the Millers. And certainly, they got 2 points, which is all that really matters, but now you're hoping for a turnover, a basket, and then another turnover. You're still two possessions down here. By the way, after tonight, it doesn't really get any easier for Springfield. Things look good right now, certainly, but they play tomorrow night. I believe, 5 o'clock tip-off? I don't have it in front of me. They play tomorrow night against Silverton. So two really good teams from that Mid-Willamette Conference. Silverton actually leading the conference right now at 9-1. And it's a quick pass all the way up to Brown in the backcourt. He's going to go up and put an exclamation point dunk on this game. 51-45. He got loose. Grosbeck found him, and he threw it down, and this game is over. Oh, baby, you couldn't ask for much more than that. Grosbeck, who plays quarterback for the Springfield football team, put it on a dime. And all the way on the other end of it was Brown, and Brown threw it down with the right hand to end this game for the Millers. Our final score here from Springfield, the Millers 51, the Corvallis Spartans 45. When we come back on the other side, going to get you some stats in our player of the game. This has been the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Gear up for the new year with after Christmas savings at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Get your snack on with Lay's family-sized potato chips, now $1.99 each. Perfect for your party, save on DiGiorno pizza and Dreyer's ice cream. Get organized and save on Sterilite clear storage boxes. And bundle up and save 30% on all winter hats, gloves, scarves, thermal and slipper socks, and thermal underwear. Shop local, spend local, stay local. Save this week at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia.
zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul Base Automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing, and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
Lane County is home to a great recycling community, but our good intentions are putting the success of our recycling system at risk. Remember this. Wishful recycling hurts recycling. Plastic bags, clothing, and stringy things like Christmas lights, they don't belong in your curbside bin. These items may be recyclable elsewhere in the community, but not at the curb. Please follow your service provider's recycling directions, and when in doubt, throw it out.
Brought to you by Lane County Waste Management and Eugene Area Radio Station's EARS.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
-45 our final here from Springfield. The Millers over the Corvallis Spartans. Springfield now moves to 5-3 on the season. Their next game at home against Silverton. I just mentioned that. Silverton, a top five team in the state right now, 9-1 overall coming into tonight. They have a history of being really good and are still good this year. So another big-time test for the Millers tomorrow at 6:45, again, right here in town. So if you want to see some good basketball, get on down here. The Spartans now fall to 4-5. They next play Dallas next Friday. Our next game will be at Willamette next Friday when the Wolverines host the South Eugene Axe. 6A South is 6-2 and 10th in the early OSAA rankings, while the Wolverines are 6-1 and 6th for the 5A, so that will be a fun one. By the way, check out 95.3thescore.com if you want to see our entire broadcast schedule for the rest of the way. It is subject to change depending on records and whatnot, but it's pretty well steady so far this year. The Oregon men back in action also tomorrow night at 4:30 against Boise City, because Boise is in a state. Join Joey Mack for a 4 p.m. pregame show start. The Ducks certainly a disappointing start to the season at 8-4, but a lot of time with a young team to kind of right the ship. So conference play starts, by the way. See, also crazy how time flies. The 5th against Oregon State. That game starts at 5 o'clock, but that is crazy that we are already almost at conference play. That is sheer insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Well, before we send you on your way, let's go ahead and get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give away every Friday, our Bi-Mart Player of the Game, brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less. That can only be Zach Brown. 34 points and 9 rebounds tonight for Springfield. Also, some very good defense, a few thunderous blocks, and then the exclamation point on tonight's game, a humongous dunk on the other end with just 4 seconds left to put the icing on the cake. And so Zach Brown, our player of the game for the Millers, 34 points, 9 rebounds. Again, player of the game brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less. Go ahead and go through the rest of the stats. Marcel Hill, 6 points and 3 rebounds. Jared Peterson, 3 points and 3 boards. Javier Carrillo with 1 rebound. Zach Sorber, 5 points, 3 boards. Jordan Jones, 1 point and 2 rebounds. And Kenson Smith rounding out the scoring for Springfield, 2 points and 3 boards. On the other side for Corvallis, Isaac Gabriel leading the way with 11 points and 3 boards. Noah Greenblatt, 8 points and 3 rebounds. Jasper Reynalda, 5 points and 11 boards. Sebi Law, 2 points and a rebound. Roman Gabriel, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Calvin Cahill, 7 points, 3 boards. Ethan Hester, 1 point and a rebound. Maxwell Johnson, 5 points and 5 rebounds. Corvallis leading the way in rebounds tonight, 31-24, but coming up short in the final score. Again, our final here tonight from Springfield High School. The Millers, a 51-45 win. Again, the Millers 5-3 after tonight. The Spartans fall to 4-5. All right, let's go ahead and get on out of here. Big thanks to everybody out here at Springfield, including AD Audra Shelley for the accommodations. For Michaela back in the studio, I am Alex Braga, and you have been listening to the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.